Jaina looked like she was about to punch a wall. Instead, she took a deep breath.
Jag, she's laying siege to the temple, using Mandalorians. It's too late to get the stealth X's out. She acted too fast. She's not about to listen to us, but you can still help me. Please.
Jag turned from her to the sight of the Mandalorians enclosing the temple. He thought about what Jaina was asking him to do. He thought about Dala, riding this Gwarlara right off a cliff in an effort to extract two Jedi. He thought about the attack on himself and on the Solos. The attack they all suspected Dala had orchestrated. Suspected. They didn't know for sure. He closed his eyes for a moment, then opened them and gazed up at his fiancée. I will talk to Dala and try to get her to end the siege, he said, his voice cool and calm and quiet. More than that, I cannot do. Jaina froze like a statue for a long moment. Finally, she spoke, and her voice was subdued and strangely gentle. I shouldn't have asked this of you. I shouldn't have asked you to bend so far you'd break. And that's exactly what I did. Jaina, I'm sure there's some other... We're not going to be able to make this work, Jag. No matter how much we want to. Our duties are always going to come between us. This is something I have to do. Just like your refusing to help is something you have to do. I'm sorry. Then slowly, she reached with her right hand, pulled off the engagement ring, and placed it with surprising tenderness down on the desk. Tears stood in her eyes, but she rose without trembling and walked out. He could have called her back. He could have apologized, offered to covertly send her anything she wanted. She'd have leapt into his arms, holding him tight, and all would be well between them again. Except it wouldn't. She was right. Jag was who he was, and Jaina was who she was. And once again, for a final time, that had come between them. Jagged Fell reached out slowly, grasped the engagement ring tightly in his hand, and, expressionless as his heart cracked within him, although there was no one to see, watched the news unfold.